Welcome back to our Christmas segment here on Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. I'd like to thank our esteemed guest tonight for engaging me in my guilty pleasure there. We have my friends John Sauce from Jam Productions, Rick Wojcik from our show sponsor, Dusty Groove. Thanks for coming in, Rick. And my friend Julie Wood,
Who's
going to talk a little about Christmas stuff and play some Christmas music in a little bit. But that's my favorite song of the year. It's from the A Very Merry Christmas, the Netflix special. I didn't even know till I saw it that it was an old Beach Boys track they never released. It said I bought the 45, written by Mike Love. You guys, I was listening to it today. I like the way it just balances like a solitary feeling with the hope of a better day. It's really cool the way that song does that.
It's a really great message, you know, because this is a tough season for some people, and the message is keep moving on, right?
Right.
It is the season of hope.
Yeah, that's Bill Murray saying that. Everybody channels their inner Bill Murray. You said something to me, as you gather all this material and stuff, you said something to me a couple of weeks ago about, and this is for everybody here, I mean, the expectations that Christmas puts on people, you know, whether it's emotional, whether it's no snow. Can all you guys talk about maybe how you draw on that?
Well, we talked about the lack of snow pretty recently because it's been such a strange December in terms of the temperatures. And even you said it, that you missed the snow. You didn't feel like it was Christmas until it was snowing. And I think for a lot of people, that's the idea of walking down the sidewalk and you've got your coat and your hat and your scarf and it's snowing and, that's part of the whole.
But we're sitting here on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
I don't know, with the lights out there and the tree in the studio, I don't know if you could get more Christmas overdosed right now than we are.
Do you hear that in the music, though? I mean, like, how much of that ambiance in music is important to you as you gather, you make your collections, as you buy stuff for the store?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, Christmas, as John's saying, it's everything for everyone. And I think that's the amazing thing about Christmas music is, there's messages of hope, there's messages of redemption, there's messages of social climbing, but there's so much sadness, there's so much, you can go from, a great record like Donny Hathaway's This Christmas, which is all about African-American empowerment in the 70s, a rise of middle class, a family coming together in a secure home, to something like a June Christie Christmas record where you feel like you've got to be alcoholic to enjoy it. I mean, it's the most, as much as you might love June Christie, that's the most downer of a Christmas record. It even makes some of the old blues Christmas records seem happy by comparison.
Is there something, June Christie from Springfield, Illinois, right? She was born in Springfield, Illinois, right on Route 66.
Wow.
Is there something, Julie, you look for when you want to pick a good song to play, Christmas song?
I've been doing more bluesy things. You know, I always do Christmas shows with my old pal Robin Plour up in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, and she always picks some interesting stuff. She turned me on to James Brown's Soulful Christmas and said, Julie, you should sing this one.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So I end up doing the more bluesy kind of things because I get tired. I don't play that many Christmas parties and stuff like that. But when you have to haul out every little Christmas song, you know, you get a little tired of them. So I kind of like the fun, funny ones.
You do.
Yeah.
When we break here for some spots, we're gonna play the Leon Russell Christmas song. So why don't you help set that up, John? Tell us a little of the background of the Leon Russell Chicago Christmas song.
Well, we were talking a week or two ago about bringing music on the show. I suggested that we focus on Chicago-related Christmas music, and that wasn't recorded here, and he's not from here, but it's about, you know, some experience that he imagined about being in Chicago, which ultimately is kind of a joke record in a way, because Santa Claus steals his girlfriend. Yeah.
So that was another book for Alan there on our previous segment. But yeah, I was listening to it today. You really do get a Chicago feel to it.
Well, it does feel like that because of the weather and the snow drifts and the wind and everything else. He kind of creates a picture of Chicago that's pretty harsh.
Sitting in an L.A. studio, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Probably recording it in July.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit. What's the title of the song?
Christmas in Chicago
by Leon Russell.
When I woke up this morning, the snow was falling on the ground. Yes, I woke up this morning, the snow.
There's joy all around.
Children are happy 'cause
Welcome back to our Christmas segment on Nocturnal Journal 720 WGN. We're here with friends of the show, John Sauce, Rick Wojcik from Dusty Groove, and Julie Wood. How are you doing, Julie?
Good.
Thanks for running down here. So tell us about that track real briefly, John. That's from your collection.
Yeah, that was the Rotary Connection, and it was from a 1968 record they put out on Cadet Concept right here in Chicago, recorded at Turmar Studios. I think Cadet Concept was Marshall Chess's baby, kind of like newer, more psychedelic, progressive music than what his dad was doing. But I like that one a lot because it has a Chicago message in it. It's about trying to make the world a better place with love.
Yeah, and Minnie Riperton on vocals?
Right.
That record was kind of her coming out as a vocalist, wasn't it, for Rotary Connection?
I believe it was, and she had previously been a receptionist, I think,
right,
at the label.
If you take,
she recorded, though. She recorded some singles before Rotary Connection with the Gems, so she had been bumping around.
But with Rotary Connection, she'd already been in the background,
right,
until that,
right,
Christmas record,
right,
came,
no,
out.
And that's, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And who? I mean, Phil Upchurch was on that track. I mean, mm-hmm, some great session people from Chess and stuff.
Well, like, I also think that track is so important because I think it really shows the shifting message, as I think the Cadet Concept era did for Chess, of going from the sort of, you know, blues era of Chess records sort of having this sort of more, I won't say exploitative, but sort of a distance relationship to that culture, to actually allowing these messages of empowerment to come through, which in the later years, I mean, it's one of the saddest things about Chess going out of business in the early 70s, that they sort of became this, you know, one of the most hopeful, one of the most aspirational labels, you know, and it's quite different than some of the earlier Chess Christmas stuff. I mean, that whole, you know, giving a band like the Rotary Connection the chance to record a whole album, like, you know, Peace, is just, you know, it's incredible, as is all their music.
Can people find that at your store?
Yeah.
Is it reissued?
Hopefully. It's out of print on CD at the moment, but it shows up often enough, so.
Dusty Groove, give us your website and your address.
Dustygroove.com and 1120 North Ashland.
And tell us, what are people asking for this Christmas season?
In Christmas music, you know, I mean, it never stops. I mean, the amazing thing with us is that, you know, not only are there, you know, these old classics that, you know, you go back to again and again, but people keep putting things out. I mean, the Sharon Jones Christmas record this year is, you know, that could have been a James Brown Christmas record from 30 years ago, well, 50 years ago now. Mm-hmm. We got a great one by a group called The Rough Shop. I never heard of them, but they said, look, we're just Christmas music fanatics. And one of the things that's great, you know, I mean, Julie was saying you hate the same old Christmas songs. And it's true. You know, the Christmas records where people are just singing the standards, you look for something new. And this is a band where almost all the songs are original. You know, they're all great songs that deal with the complicated emotions of the holiday. You know, yet they have a sense of joy at all the right moments, you know. And that's pretty rare. I mean, that's,
what,
you know,
kind of music? What genre is it?
I'd say it's a little bit like the track you played at the start of the show. You know, a little bit kind of indie rock, but retro as well. You know, it kind of maybe has a little Beach Boys. I mean, there was a great record a few years ago by a Boston group called the Pearl Fishers. There was another one where it's like, wow, six brand new Christmas songs, all totally great, that you'd go, you know, this is something that, you know, I'd play for years and years. And, you know, that's ultimately, I mean, that's why the music publishers always loved Christmas records. And that's why, you know, historically, the industry put so much time into them, because you get one hit and it keeps on selling and selling and selling. I think, unfortunately, a group like the Rough Shop are not going to see that happen. There's not the same sort of medium to get a new Christmas record, sort of, you know, maybe the Pogues were the last group to get sort of a newly written Christmas song into the canon.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Mariah Carey, I don't know.
John, this is your second annual appearance on our Christmas show. How big is your Christmas collection? I just like asking questions about numbers all the time, but,
you know, I counting it would probably be something that would scare me if I really knew how many I had. But I'm sure it's not crazy. It's between like 1,000 and 2,000 records, probably something like that.
I mean, what do you look for? Do you get tired of it? I mean, do you look for different things each year? Do you wait for new stuff like Rick's talking about? How do you approach getting your Christmas library together?
Well, every year throughout the year, I look in shops and stores, or I look in at the for the that kind of product, physical records. Towards the November time period, I start to look online because you can find things that aren't out yet. So I check Spotify, I check iTunes, I check Amazon, and I just search and search and search and search and sample things, listen to 15 seconds, and if I like it enough, I'll keep it.
Rick, when I'm on the road, I always, like, at a record store in Memphis or New Orleans, I'll text John with something I find, and he's always kind of pretty open. But the one thing you railed on this year was the new KC and the Sunshine Band Christmas record. You weren't interested in that. Is there something you just
well,
say?
Well, no? it was prejudgment on my part because I hadn't heard it. I don't know if I really need to hear that one, Dave, but... I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
Yeah, are there some things, just, for all you guys, is there some things just don't work in Christmas music?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think as we were talking about, I mean, sometimes things leak out that, you know, I mean, it works, whether it's the kind of celebratory Christmas record you want. I mean, you know, John and I were talking before the show, and I think, you know, you can have the kind of right emotion, even if it's not festive, but, you know, I'll Be Home for Christmas was the song we're talking about. I mean, that's a song written in World War II that, you know, continues, you know, I mean, it's got a message there that just keeps on pulling people in year after year, and you know it doesn't make you throw up your hands, but it's part of what Christmas is all about. But sometimes they just fall flat on their face. Right.
Well, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some special live performances from Julie Wood, and so don't go away from Nocturnal Journal here on WGN.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice, yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice, yeah. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Oh, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got that good music on my radio with Dave at the Nocturnal Journal. Yeah, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got that good music on my radio. Oh, WGN, y'all. Hey, I wanna grab you and kiss you, baby, underneath the mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney about 3:30. Laid out all these pretty presents that you see before me. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me, yeah. Well, I have not had a drink this evening, but I'm all lit up just like a Christmas tree.
Thank you. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. That's a great nocturnal song, Julie Wood. Thanks
Merry
a lot.
Merry Christmas, baby.
On our Christmas segment with Rick Wojcik of Dusty Groove and Christmas curator John Soss. How'd you pick that song?
You know, I bet that's another one Robin said, hey, you should sing that one.
Yeah,
it's a fun tune. What was it, Charles?
Charles Brown.
Charles Brown, yeah. That's where I first heard it.
Now, I want to plug your gigs. Tomorrow you'll be at the California Clipper, 1002 North California. You're doing two sets with Marco Polo.
Right.
I don't know who Marco Polo is.
That's a great little big band. It's Cameron Fifner, who's one of the founding members of Sabretooth that plays over at Green Mill every Saturday night. But it's Cameron's project, and it's great. It's like a 9-piece group with a couple of saxophones. I'm playing baritone sax in that. And Cameron plays like tenor and flute, and there's alto player, there's trumpet, trombone, a full rhythm section. It's really fun, a lot of kind of world music beat stuff and Cameron's own tunes, and And it's also very jazz, you know, a lot of improvisation. So
is that a new version of the Clipper? Has it been remodeled? We were talking during the break.
Yeah, it's really beautiful in there. It's like you're stepping into 1940 or something. Yeah, they really did a great job on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else is on your Christmas music list this year for both you guys? You know, I was thinking about our sleigh bells. You know, I think about all that Phil Spector stuff. Is that essential to Christmas music?
Sleigh bells as an instrument.
You're saying. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sleigh bells and snowfall are things that people associate with Christmas that automatically can kind of tie you into the holiday. It's the oral and the visual, you know, that kind of thing. But Christmas music crosses over so many musical genres that nothing is really essential. Jazz, blues, R&B, soul, pop, rock, Phoenix and Bill Murray. I mean, it's everywhere.
There's some great, I mean, Merle Haggard, If We Make It Through December. That's one of my all-time favorite Christmas.
I know, yeah.
You know, that's great. But you, Rick, your store, it's mostly like jazz, R&B, Christmas, rock.
Yeah, you know, fair bit of stuff. But especially when it comes to Christmas, I mean, the weirder, the more unusual, the better. I mean, we've got a great...
Yeah, tell us what you brought in here.
Another new one this year that's just great is Roman Coppola, you know, the famous Coppola family, has put out this Molto Groovy Christmas, which is like a Italian 60s soundtrack Christmas. And it's familiar songs, but done, you know, as if John Barry, you know, they've got kind of a James Bond feel at sometimes, or an Ennio Morricone feel at others. You know, so, I mean, you know, it's always, there's always something out there that's kind of on the fringes. And I mean, one of the great things about Christmas records is you always stumble across something, two, that maybe is sort of off to the, like one of the ones that I only discovered a couple of years ago that's probably my number one favorite right now is, do you know the Georgie Fame song Ho Ho Ho, you know, which was on just one of his regular records. It wasn't even, you know, widely circulated. It's a great song about Santa forgetting to give him a present, so he sends Mrs. Claus to sleep with him, essentially, you know, and you know, and the song goes, he said, you know, she's actually quite fine, you know, and, you know, it's one of these things where you're like, well, you know, like, who thought this up? They weren't ever going to get that in rotation year after year. But, I mean, that's the great thing about Christmas music, I think, half the time, is these odd nuggets.
What was the chat? Yeah, when I was in the store, we were shooting some video that we're going to air on the website here at WGN next week, the 26th of the store. But you were telling us about the Chess reissue that everybody's asking about.
Soulful Strings.
Tell us about that, both you guys. And John, you know that record.
I brought it. It's with me tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's on that record? What's that about?
Well, I mean, you know, the Soulful Strings were a very unusual group. They were, you know, again, that sort of later stretch of Chess records where they were letting a lot of its studio talents really come to the limelight, guys like Richard Evans, Charles Stepney. I mean, Donny Hathaway even did some work with them at some point. And they put out these instrumental records, but they were pretty darn hip. I mean, it was pre-Barry White and Love Unlimited Orchestra. They weren't really just strings. They had jazz players on them as well. And they made a wonderful Christmas record. I mean, we actually tried to get that reissued ourselves about 10 years ago, and the rights were all tied up. So it's finally gotten set loose from the Chess Records vaults, and, you know, it's funky, it's full. I mean, it's kind of the Christmas special music you never heard as a kid but would have liked to. John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought this on vinyl. I've seen it a few times, and I get it whenever I see it, so I have a couple of copies. It's that good, because I figure, well, I'll just give it to somebody else, or maybe I'll upgrade.
Uh-huh. Who's on it? Who are the players?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag, and there's not a lot of credits here. Cleveland Eaton is on this record. Phil Upchurch is on it. Who I just love all of his stuff.
And Cleveland
too.
Eaton was a bassist in Ramsey Lewis's second trio when Maurice White was playing drums. So it was kind of an Earth, Wind, and Fire tie in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You lit up about the Italian stuff. I mean, is there a special genre you like? I mean, I know you like the blues, but
I mean, I think that'd be fun though.
You would like to hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Do you think and I know you're kind of a musical archaeologist, Julie. You kind of check out all the roots of Chicago music. Do you think we're going to play some staple singers here in a little bit? But
beautiful.
Do you think the heavy gospel influence of Chicago influenced some of the Christmas records in Chicago? I mean, certainly with them, but I mean, is there a predominant tie-in between gospel and Christmas music here?
Well, I think this this Staples thing we're going to play is from 1962 on the Riverside record label, which is way before the Staples became hit makers. So if you look back at anybody from that late 60s, early 70s period who was making Christmas records here in Chicago, they all have roots in gospel music.
Yeah. Same thing, Rick. Same question.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, it had an undeniable influence in soul music. I mean, you know, the Staples, the Emotions, you know, I mean, even, you know, Rotary Connection at some level as gospel voices turned towards a completely different aim. And but I think that's also one side of Christmas records, you know. I mean, there's so many different.
I mean, Donny Hathaway, this Christmas, right, one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. So are we going to play a little bit of the Staples Singers? Is this going to be Joy to the World? Okay, here they are, the Staples Singers.
Joy to the world.
The Lord has come.
Let us receive a King.
Let every heart prepare Him room.
And heaven and nature sing. Thank you.
Welcome back to our Christmas version of Nocturnal Journal here on WGN 720 with John Soss, Rick Wojcik, and Julie Wood. John, tell us about that track.
Well, that's a 7-inch record, a single that I bought a while ago. It's on the Stax record label. It doesn't sound like a Stax song at all, though, does it?
No.
But it kind of brings us back to that Chicago thing we started talking about. The Emotions were a Chicago-based band. They still are. I think I just saw them with you a few years ago at in Grant Park. They were on that Soul Train thing.
And don't some of them sing background with Otis Clay once in a while?
I don't know.
But
that was from 1970. They had a lot bigger success after that in the late 70s, I think, with working with Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. And I know that this record shows up on a lot of compilations, soul compilations that have made their way through your store.
Yeah, I
love that record. I don't know if I've ever heard it. You know, that's great. Yeah. You know, I was pointing to Julie. The thing about Chicago soul that I like so much is the way it blended, you know, soul with jazz. I mean, you hear a little bit of that in that track. Uh-huh. You want to talk about that? What you know about Chicago soul?
I was just thinking about a woman who plays who sings in the choir at a church I play in, Christ Universal Temple, Shirley Walls. She did some great soul stuff in the 60s and then turned just to gospel, I guess, you know. So, yeah, there's just a lot of soul music here. And the whole Earth, Wind, and Fire thing, that's amazing, that came out of Chicago. And like you're saying, it was pretty jazz influenced with the horns and everything.
And the thing about Chicago soul of the 60s is, I mean, there were a lot of, this was such a great commercial hub for commercial work and stuff. There were a lot of like session players who do the commercial stuff and they come and then also do the records and stuff. They're really polished players. Right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, although that Emotion song was recorded in Muscle Shoals.
So. Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they were a great Chicago force, but it was a. But it, you know, I mean, John was right. It sounds nothing like Stax Records. I mean, there's no Southern soul there, but maybe that's the Decemberness of it too.
Are there any trends? Are there any trends right now? I mean, are people looking for certain things in Christmas music up and down?
I think the funk Christmas record thing is, you know, that was kind of a subgenre. I mean, James Brown had it locked down, but there weren't a lot. But, I mean, John and I were talking about, I mean, there's these Santa's Funk and Soul compilations. You know, there's been a number of other ones. There's this great one in the Christmas Groove that's come out in the last few years. You know, there's sort of a treasure trove of these really obscure independent 45s that got released. I mean, there was a great one out of Chicago called Funky Funky Christmas that, you know, is probably one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. And, you know, that was never going to get anywhere. Very rare original single, but thanks to this interest in that, you know, those records are finally getting their due and getting circulated around the globe.
And it's really remarkable that they're still finding these things year after year. You'd think that they'd run out of them. Like, there's a finite number of those out there.
But I think that, you know, the thing about Christmas music is so... It's so enormous. I mean, you had every guys in every little city recording them, and you had, you know, people just rushing on the market in the summer to try to get these things out and see what would stick. We were talking earlier, you know, we bought the WGN record library a few years ago, and it was all chronologically laid out, and every, you know, point you could see every year we'd hit the Christmas point, and you'd go, oh my gosh, I've never seen this. You know, for every one you've seen, there's 30 you haven't.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot for coming down on close to a holiday weekend. Thanks, Rick Wojcik from Dusty Groove. John Soss, my dear friend and Christmas record collector. You don't like the word curator, right?
I'll take whatever I can get,
okay.
Dave.
And Julie Wood, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow night. And you want to play us out? What are you going to play?
Sure. Oh, something Vince Guaraldi from the Charlie Brown Christmas. The good old Christmas time is here.
Okay, thanks to Shane Reardon. Thanks to all our listeners. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.